A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube in Maryland, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, also in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and other issues related to Zimbabwe. First, at top of the agenda is COVID-19. Right now, we know, Jonga, that there is a lockdown in the country because of the rising number of COVID cases. So, as we speak right now, yesterday, there were 871 people who tested positive for COVID-19, and 15 people actually died. And when we look at the overall figures, there are 18,675 people who have contracted COVID-19 since March 2020. And out of this number, 12,083 have actually recovered, and 446 have died. And then worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 88.2 million people that have contracted COVID-19, and 1.9 million have actually died. And in USA, Jonga, you know, there are so many cases of COVID-19. 22 million have contracted the disease, and 365,444 have actually died. Yeah, so,
kunjalo ke Jonga. Diaspora and not Zokora, Che Live Talk, Nasimus Switch Shannon, Dafungam Switch Tatu Gibbs, Ram Funga, Zukumati, Chitatu Cheka, Cheka, Internet Diaspora, Nasim Chirombachadu Che Live Talk, Trutaris, as we come Zimbabwe, Chi Urukuru Eduka, and our way from Soro, I Urukuro, Ye, Chiwereche COVID 19, Kanatenda, COVID 19, Tunauti, Nezuro, Vanwaka, Ungororwa, Chiwerech. Vachiwani Pavai Nacho, Kanauti, Vakanzi, Pachirunguma positive cases. Paka wani kwa wano 871 kana kuti mazana masere ne makumano mwe ne mumwe vano gumi ne vashano 15 vachifa muZimbabwe vano vapatwa nechirwere chinyika yose kubva pachatanga muna March wegore rapera vasvika pa 18,675 kunyanga hazvo paine vanhu vanoita 12,083 vapora vano vafa muZimbabwe nechirwere chikusvika pari zvino kwa 446 Tutarisawo kuti pasi rose Johns Hopkins University yemuno maAmerica iri kuongorora kupararira kuri kuda chirwere ichi vari kuti ivo vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni 88 kana kuti 88.2 million vabatwa nechirwere ichi vanodarika 1.9 million vachifa pasi rose muAmerica matiri inove nyika yakabatwa nechirwere ichi zvakanyanya kudarika dzimwe nyika vanhu vanokwana kuita 21.5 Kanoti vanodarika 21.5 million vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Vanodarika 365,440 vachifa nacho. Ndo mamiriro akaita nyaya yedenda reCOVID-19. Tichatarisawo zvakare zviri kuitika kumugano weBeit Bridge kwatinonzwa kuti mazuva apera. Vanhu vakawanda vanga vachinetseka kuti vanga vachiyambuka. Zvaita kuti pange pachiunganwa. Zvaitozokonzero zvakare. COVID-19 chichipararira chabatawo zvakare nyaya yemuchinjana kwemasimba muno muAmerica kids
kunjalo ke yokurira kuchonga siyamutake spoka neCOVID-19 siyabona kuti ke kula vanhu vanenge kakhulu asebe ababulawa yiCOVID-19 izolo kuphela kubhubhe abantu 15 kwazokuti ke yesatasifanayo abahloliweyo batholakala beCOVID-19 bafike 871 ugatsha lolu lwezempilakahle luyabika ukuthi sokulabantu 18,675 asebahlolwa ekusukela kwambibitho batholakala bele COVID-19 kuthi ke nxa sikhangela abasiphepha kumkhuhlane lo sebeyi 12,083 ababhubhayo 446 nxa sikhangela futhi njalo emhlabeni wonke jikelele Johns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi sokulabantu 88.2 million asebebanjwe COVID-19 emhlabeni wonke jikelele kuze kusithi phakathi kwenani leli kulabantu 1.9 million asababhubhayo kuzobuya njalo 22 million kwele Melika asebanjwe COVID-19 wabhubha ke 365,444 so ke kulobu zima obunye obumangalisayo so Jonga we are joined by a son of a bishop who actually passed away recently and that is Bishop Jacob Arashank. You know he's the person who actually solemnized my marriage so he's late now and we are happy that we are having his son with us today. So it's a very sad moment. Mr. Don Shank, we welcome you to the program.
Thank you.
So we are sorry that your dad actually passed away. So tell us a bit about what actually transpired. What happened?
Well, his health had been declining. He was only 85 years old. I say only because in today's world, that is sometimes considered still a healthy age. But he worked hard. He worked very hard all of his life. And I think his body took a toll, and he did have diabetes, so he was struggling with some other health issues. And then he did contract COVID, and I think that was what just put a final touch on it. He just didn't have the strength to pull through that. So it was with much sadness that I received the news actually on New Year's Day, not the way I wanted to start the new year, but to receive the news New Year's Day that Father had passed. He was no longer with us.
We know that he was a very well-known bishop, and yet actually he actually wrote some developed books. So when was he laid to rest?
He was laid to rest just this Wednesday, January 6th, at Matopo Mission. There, even for many years, he had told us his desire was when he passed, he wanted to be buried beneath the Mkuna tree in the cemetery at Matopo. Fortunately, even with the restrictions here, we were able to honor that wish. We were able to take a very small group there to Matopo Mission, mostly some other bishops and overseers from the church, and have a fitting ceremony and commit him there into the cemetery.
Chonga, you can pose questions.
Yes, I'm very sorry, Mr. Schenk, for the loss of your father.
Thank you for those words of consolation.
Maybe our listeners would want to know how Reverend Schenk got that infection, if ever he was confirmed that it was coronavirus. Because sometimes we are getting reports that people are tested one, two, or three times, and the tests come out negative. And then later, they will be positive. Say, at post-mortem, how did this happen?
That's something that my mother and I and my brother, we've talked about it. Where could this have possibly happened? And we don't have an answer for that. It's unfortunate. And that, I think, is the tragedy of and the danger of COVID is even with the masking and social distancing, this is a virus that literally experience has shown around the world. It really cannot be stopped.
Yes.
The best we can do is try to slow it down, try to protect ourselves as much as possible. And I do praise God that many people are recovering from it. My wife and I both had it back in August. We live in the United States. We recovered without medical attention, without hospitalization, without any kind of even taking any kind of medications. But we're younger and healthier. But to answer your question, we've tried, to figure out where might this have happened. My parents have been careful as to where they've been. They've been wearing the masks. They've been sanitizing and going by the guidelines. But somehow, somewhere, he did contract it.
Very sorry, Mr. Schenk. Gibbs.
So now, looking at the ways in which people contract this disease, so tell us a bit about yourself, what really happened in USA when you contracted COVID-19?
We believe it came through some family relationships. My daughter's mother-in-law did contract it. We didn't know that she had been exposed. And so then we had contact with my daughter, and we believe that through that, we ourselves were infected.
So we see that there were very few people who attended your dad's funeral. So how did it feel for you to have, such a small funeral for such a very, very big man,
It was somewhat anticlimactic, but it was still meaningful. Yeah, I know that there were so many people who wanted to be there. I didn't count the number of Facebook messages, WhatsApp messages, emails, phone calls that I received, that my mother received. In that way, in a sort of a virtual way, we had literally a huge number of people who were joining us in this grieving process, even though they couldn't be there. I think it would have been a huge crowd at Matopo because I know my father was loved. He loved the Ndebele people. He himself really had become Ndebele. You know, he spoke the language very fluently. I've had some young Ndebele people say, "Your father spoke my language better than I do."
That's wonderful.
But it was nevertheless meaningful, and for us as family, I was very grateful that I was able to get here. You know, we had to rush to get tested for COVID again before we came, and then just to get the air flights arranged. And even here, there was some question, how would we even be able to have any gathering at all? So even though it was few people, we were able to have a meaningful burial experience. And our family is planning. We trust God that in the future here, perhaps within a year, things will have cleared up and we can come back and lay a headstone and perhaps have a memorial service where many people can be invited who would want to take part in that.
Yes, Mr. Sheng, many people in Zimbabwe are wondering whether the government is still conducting contact tracing following these deaths and cases of positive infections. Did your family had those visits from the Minister of Health or the authorities of contact tracing?
I don't think I can honestly answer that without going to the next room and speaking to my mother. She has not said anything to me about that. Of course, I just arrived here in Zimbabwe on Monday evening. So if there was any contact tracing or any questions there, it would have taken place earlier, I believe.
Yes, because the reason why I ask that is many people are saying that the government is not doing enough to test people, let alone do contact tracing. So at least if we have someone who had that close contact, then we can get to know what is fully happening. But I hope in the near future we'll get some updates. Thank you so much.
Sorry I can't answer that one.
Yes, and maybe something else, you know, before you go, Mr. Shank. U.S. Government transition, do you mind talking about it?
I don't mind talking about it. I was very disappointed with some of the things that have happened. I'm very concerned with the way politically things are going in the USA. We have two parties. Traditionally, we have elections. One party gains a majority or wins the presidential seat. And as a country, we come together and we accept that. I think beginning with Clinton, we saw a little bit of division coming. And over the years, what I've seen is an increasing sense of refusal to accept the results, even to the point that Trump blatantly refused. And so I'm bothered by this divide in our country in which now one side refuses to accept the results of the other. I think we need to, we do need to come together and we need to rally as a nation. I don't want to see the United States crumble and become a socialist government.
Thank you very much. I don't know whether Mr. Chonga has got one question for you before you leave. Chonga?
No, I'm good, Gibbs.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shank. We really appreciate the
time. You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So say hi to your mom. Bye-bye.
I will do that. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. So that was Mr. Don Shank, the son of Bishop Jacob R. Shank. So he's the late Bishop of the Brethren in Christ Church. So he wrote some books, you know, in Ndebele, and those books were very and are still very great books. You know, it's good to read what he was writing and all those kind of things. We really enjoy that kind of thing. So we really thank Donald Shank for actually joining us. Bye-bye, Shank. Thank you so much. So now,
Radio Atere, Ndingozisa Atere, Gibbs, Kutachitaura, Ninyaye, Inyaya, Yatachitaura, Yukushaya, Kakaita, Bishop Shank, Wakashaya, Mazwa, Chango Darika, Nechirwele che COVID-19, apatatine urukuru ni mwana komana wawo, wa John Shank, wanga wachita nangura kuti, babu wawo waka rajikuwa zakadi, waka rajikuwa kumatopo, panjumbe wakanga waka saru zeo, kutuwa edaku rajikuwa pasipe mwe mwuchi wa wai garota wala kuti ndoda kurajikuwa pasipe mtuwi. Wawaru kuti hao kunyange wanu waka itawa shoma na kuti Bishop Shank muna izika na shukuru ni wanu waka wanda mwenyika. Mumwe wangu andiru naipa chirongwa pano Gibbs. Ndo wakatoya wachikomborera mchato wake. Saka munu angari munu wewanu. Uye wakanyoro wama buku akawanda erurimi ruwezi ndevele. Saka munu angati zika na asi. Wadron Shank wangu wachitara kutu. Epa sinata mzikorechi rodeche COVID-19. Waitari sila wanu akawanda shukuru. Kuti wange wachia kuno razika nekone kana nababu wawu. Asa wano timunguwa inu tera wanu tarisiru wakana shunshanga zikana. Wenu shinji wacha wana mkana wakungu wachinuone kana na wa Shank kumarinda kwa waka razi kwa Gibbs.
Ye, so ulo wakati skuluma kile lomnuza na Donald Shank, mchaka Bishop Jacob Ara Shank, usanda kupupa. So mesiti ke ui se umuntu suluwa ya umuntu wabantu. Njalo ze wazitu alo wama ingu alo, eze sindebele, eze tina uzbala, umewa wachuti za palo, umuntu mchopi. So ke kaseko ke usengu wachiwe, kututi kubuli usizi uti, ukula wante wali tuanu kuna hale mwabenu wake. Kutu bae zelo kubesa zetume landile iskondiso eze COVID-19. Kwa zeta bantu venga telela nipela umkuta nilo. So unwacho kuna hale matopo nga pansi westata ukutuwa umkuna. So okay, that's where we are right now, Chonga. So let's turn to another issue, the situation at the Bybridge border post and with relations between Zimbabweans and South Africans. We are lucky that we've got a South African with us here, and that is Mr. Chepolondi. Mr. Chepolondi is a driver, long distance truck driver. He's based in Pretoria. Welcome to the program, Mr. Londi.
Yes, I'm back, Mr. Duwe.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for always joining us. So now, tell us, in terms of what you have been seeing at the Bybridge border post, what's your take on that? What do you think?
Yeah, I think the other thing, Mr. Duwe, our leaders, they have to know that the COVID-19, we're going to live with it. To do the lockdown and do the regulation, I think, according to me, it doesn't help. Because this thing is make it worse. Look now what they did, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So they make it worse. COVID-19 is your pelangayo lento. The important thing is just to follow the procedure. Wear a mask, social distance, sanitize. But if you can check in South Africa, they close the alcohol. They close the parks. They close the sea. But if you can check the numbers, there's no different. Because if you close the beach and the parks, which means we're going to do the gathering in the house. Because I'll call my friend will call his friend, his cousin, then we go to the house, we do the gathering. So the best way is at the parks because it's an open space.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Yeah. Something like that. I think Bazoenza would struggle worse, man. Because, like now, example, Zimbabwe, they did a lockdown. Mm-hmm. Was the one after a lockdown. I'm going to go to the changes. Like South Africa, go to lockdown. Something like 3 months, I think. But if you can check now, it was necessary. It was not necessary. Who went to lockdown? Because we want to manage lockdown. Look at the bed bridge now.
Yeah. So, but people are saying that, you know, if there is no lockdown, this disease can actually kill a lot of people. So, a lockdown is there to reduce the number of deaths, the number of infections, and all those kind of things. So, you don't believe in that?
No, I don't believe on that.
Hmm.
I don't believe on that because there's an example here in South Africa. They did it. Now is the second time.
Hmm.
But if we, like me, I came from Zanin. So I was at home at December. I see the way people, you know, problem, if you said you close the alcohol, but you don't close the manufacturing, then you waste your time.
Hmm.
Yeah, you waste your time. Because if I'm the owner of the tavern, and I have something like the bulk that's worth like $2 million in my tavern, and they do the lock, they close the alcohol. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna sell illegal those alcohol because I want to support my family.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so that's why I said if you close the liquor, the alcohol, but you don't close the manufacturer, then you waste your time. Because even me, I want the money, and that beer they will expire. The time you're going to open, it will be expired. And on the other side, I want to feed my family. Because if you do the lockdown, you have to think about us who selling the liquor to support our family. You see? And remember, the people who selling the alcohol, this December, they were trying to recover the injury of the lockdown. You see? Because on the time it was on March, they're very injured. Now, you know, they try to, you know, make it worse. Obviously, they can't. They can't. Even me. No, the important thing is to open everything, but people must comply. Because now, if you do the lock, like for example now, like in South Africa, I want to have a big bridge. I want to have my employer, they're waiting for them. I'm a domestic workers, garden boys, truck drivers, whatever. Baba Lindil, yeah. And then what if Lava lose M sevens? And then it locked down is a season. Because the important thing, at least the coffee at least when they said after work, maybe everyone must go straight home. At least.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but like now, remember the people who work in a restaurant. Because if you operate the restaurant, your restaurant can't be beat without the alcohol. I can't just leave my meal in the house and go to the restaurant to eat. I go to the restaurant, I eat a meal, and I want to drink.
Ah, so that's where the problem is. That's where the problem is.
Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC lisibamba kumakakasi athi 909 AM 4930 6175 laku 7255 kHz ku shortwave.
Tonga chipindese.
Yes, I wanted to know whether you have any information at the state of affairs at the border at the moment. Because I was talking to a guy who is in South Africa. He told me that the South African side is clear. There is no congestion at the border. Any update?
Yeah, I think this morning I saw it looks like they tried to make a queue to try to test them again. I don't know if they think they will win, but it looks like they try to, you know, make a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because when it looks like they close on a Zimbabwean side. Well, the South African world, that's true, is clear. So, but this morning I see it looks like the soldier they did something like a small tent, because I said they were also attending the other lady. She said she's not feeling well, because they put the trip on her. So it looks like they try something. Maybe tomorrow or the next day, maybe we can hear the good news.
Yes. So, hold on there, Mr. Tsepo. We've got Mr. Witness Dube, who is the MDCT spokesperson. Babu Dube, salam alaikum. Yeah,
Babu Dube.
Yeah, so Mr. Dube, tell us a bit about what you think about the lockdown in Zimbabwe and what is happening at the border post in Beitbridge. Just briefly, 1 minute for that.
Okay, our feeling initially was that we should have not have gone into a lockdown because of the problems, the economic problems that we know about the Zimbabwean situation. Our economy is very informalized. Over 85% of our people are involved in self-employment activities. So going into a lockdown was in the first instance going to, you know, tempt those people to violate the rules and end up getting in a trap where while they are trying to earn a living, they then endanger themselves and the rest of the population. So we, of course, the ideal position was for the government to actually tighten measures around the curfew. When people are allowed to go to work, their work environment was supposed to be closely monitored. If the manpower to do that was not going to be enough, maybe we were supposed to have volunteers even from the members of the community themselves, so that we conscientize everyone to the importance of working together to actually stop the spread of the virus. But as it is, lockdown is going to affect a lot of people, and that situation is going to push a lot of people to violate it. People want to travel to different places, not because they want to, but because they have to. You know, people want to go to hospitals and see their sick and stuff like that. But it's very difficult under the circumstances where they are just not supposed to move at all. You know how sometimes our police service gets very, very excited about such situations and goes a bit further than what is prescribed with law. So this is the situation that we are in. But however, we as a leadership continue to monitor the situation to see how we can continue to have an input on how it can be best improved to suit our economic condition and also our survival.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dube. Go ahead, Babu Utonga.
Yes, Mr. Dube, I think many people are welcoming this development, the lockdown, saying that it was long overdue because people on their own failed to uphold the COVID-19 restrictions. Many people were no longer wearing their face masks. They were no longer respecting the gatherings, the numbers that were stipulated for public gatherings and all that, no social distancing. But you are saying this was ill-informed. What about those who are saying it was long overdue because people were no longer complying with the COVID-19 restrictions?
But we are saying that would have been the ideal position if we had proper mechanisms to monitor the population. And we still believe that what caused all the laxity that you are referring to should not be blamed on the population. Remember, the population is used to life as usual. Remember, the conscientization of the population actually depends on the messages that they are fed. And when the population realizes that their life is going on as usual and there is not, they don't have, you know, daily updates on what exactly is happening and they are not seeing the effects of COVID around them, they'll tend to relax. But we needed to have the law enforcement agencies, because they are informed, because they are the people to do that. They were supposed to keep a very, very close monitoring of the situation, so that if that had happened, I don't think we would have gotten here. But there was a laxity on both sides, the population and those that were supposed to be actually guiding the population through the situation. I think this is why we have this. So, yes, under the circumstances where the virus spirals out of control or is threatening to spiral out of control as it is, this is a welcome measure. But we are saying this is not the best position we should have been as a population because it was within our means to actually closely monitor ourselves through our various law enforcement agencies so that we don't get to this place or this position.
So much.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tukutepfenyura tiri pamudzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Vanoda kuteerera Studio 7 tibatei na 7 p.m. pamasaisai anoti 909 a.m. 4930-6175 ne 7255 kilohertz pa shortwave mazuva ose. Munokwanisa wokunzwa Studio 7 na 6 a.m. muvuro kusvika chishanu pamasaisai anoti 909 a.m. 0794930-13860 ne-15460 pashortwave. Kana mchida kunzwa chirongwa che live talk, tiba tei pa masai sai anoti 13860-15460-909 AM kana 4930 kHz.
Ndofunga jibs ndingangonetsa vadzive kuti vangotaura nerurimi rweshona kuti chii chavari kutaurawo pamusoro pedanho rakatorwa nehurumende relockdown sebato reMDCT vadhube taura henyu.
Bato reMDC tatanga tisina kutarisira kuti zvinhu zvisvike pachinano chazvasvika panapa nekuti tanga tichitarisira kuti dai vanotarisa nekumonita vanhu kuti vanotevedzera zvese zvavaifanira kutevedzera kuti tisasvika vakaita basa ravo nemazvo, dai information iyi ruzivo rwakaenda kuvanhu vanhu kusvikira vanzwisisa kuti chaizvo chaizvo ndezvipi zviri kuitika munyika, nekuti vanhu vanga vajaira kurarama mararemero vanga vachiita. Saka vaona kuti hapana zviri kuitika, vari kuenderera mberi neupenyu hwavo, vakabva varelaxawo vakatanga kuita zvese zvavanga vachiita makore akapfuura. But nguva yacho handiyoba yekuti tirarame nenzira yatajaira, nekuti COVID iripo and yakupfuura pakati petu. Isusu tiri kukurudzira kuti tibetserwe, vanhu vabetserwe nemalaw enforcement agencies, mapurisa nemasoja aripo iwawo ngaabetsere vanhu kuti vagone kuti vatarisise zvese kuti vanotevedzera migomo yese yataurwa nehurumende kuti zvinhu zvisarambe zvichikwira, this COVID isarambe ichikura muvanhu, nekuti chinhu chiripo chine njodzi yakanyanyisa mukati menyika yedu yeZimbabwe.
Ye, so ke nxasikangela ke ngesintu kubaba uDube ubona ngani po konoku ubona ngani kungalungisa njani nxasikangela COVID-19 ukuthi kulabanye phela bathi hayi akumelanga ukuthi uhulumende ngakwenzile lokhu, labanye abavumelana lapho
njengebandla mpepethwa ukuthi ngabe sisifikile kulesi sigaba, ngoba thina sikubona engathi ngabe into leyi ibiphatha oluhle ingasozilelenge size sifike kusigaba sokuthi sibuyele kwenye ilockdown. Sasibone hathi sibuyele kwenye i-lockdown ngoba labo abaphethe ngezomthetho lokuphepha komphakathi abazange basebenze ngokuzikhandla, abazange bayenze konke okusemandleni abo ukubana babone ukuthi ulwazi luyafika ebantwini, ukubana babone ukuthi bayanceda abantu ukuze bangakhiphi ama-mask, ukuze bathangele i-social distance. Ukuhlala sibili ukuhlala amahola mhlawumbe amabili amathathu kungakhani ukuthi kungaba khona yini abananzeleli ukubana abantu bayaphepha. Khonokho ukutholakala abantu sebengathi sebekhohliwe ukuthi kulo mbhuqazwe lo, yikho kusilethe lapha ngoba abantu bathethe bebona sokunjalo basebecabanga ukuthi hayi mhlawumbe lo moya usudlule, basebeqalisa ukuziphilela ngendlela akade beziphilela ngayo. Abantu kumele sibazwisise kubana abantu beZimbabwe bangabantu abaphila ngokuzisebenzela, iningi labo kalila msebenzi, imisebenzi yikuthi baphume endlini imihla ngemihla kubana kudliwe ezindlini eziningi zeZimbabwe. Kumele umuntu aphume ngaphandle ayophanda okwalelo langa lakusasa lelanga elilandelayo. So ukwenzela ukuthi lokho kuqhubeke njengoba kuyiyo impilo yabantu beZimbabwe, bekumele ukuthi uhulumende akunanzelele ayenze yena okuhambelana isimo esihambela abantwana beZimbabwe. Asho ukuthatha nje kuphela ukuthi ngale bavalile, ngale sebevulile, ngale sebethele, athi siyenze sikulandela kunjalo. Yikho sokusilethela kumebetheka sokufika lapha. Sokuvalwa futhi njalo kulokeke kulaleyana ukhokhela ukuthi abantu bavalele kodwa balambile. Kuzafuqa abanye ukuthi bafune bephuma njebe sebefaka iningi ehlupheni. Ngakho-ke sicela kuhulumende ukubana ancedise. Nxa kusehlula amapholisa engakwani lamasosha, kubone ukuthi kuyasetshenzisana njani lo mphakathi ukuze-ke sibothi lo mkhuhlane siyawugwema silibambisene sindawonye, ulwazi lokhapha abantu bekhangelana omunye nomunye siba lipholisa komunye.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu baba uDube, ubambe khonapho lonka lokho silobaba uTsepo Londi kwakule South Africa. Maybe let's now focus on what is happening, you know, to Zimbabweans. And so according to you, Mr. Chepolondi, this is bigger than South Africa. This is bigger than Zimbabwe and other countries. This is supposed to be an AU, an African Union, or a static issue. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, Yabona, actually this thing, it just need the leadership. You need a lot of head, you see. Because before you do the lockdown, you have to think about the people. Problem, our government, they do the lockdown, but they fail to supply the our people with the food parcel. That's the big mistake, you see. And I think the Zimbabwean government, they were supposed to do something before the people from Zimbabwe living in South Africa, before they came home on December. They were supposed to do a serious test on a bed bridge or whatever. Because now if you can check the numbers, I think a lot of COVID, they came from here, South Africa. You see? I think they were supposed to do something big at the border gate. See, they were trying to scan the people, and at the end of the day, because of the queue, because of they didn't plan properly, they end up opening the border for everyone to go. Mm-hmm. You see, and a country like Zimbabwe, before you do the lockdown, you have to think, because it's like you put someone in a cage, and after that you put a lion inside the cage. You see, because mm-hmm. those people. You know, they don't even, like in Zimbabwe, I've never been there, but I know actually there's no plan B. You see, because if you do the lockdown, people that are in the house, because a lot of people from Zimbabwe, well, they're on the street, they're selling the fruit and other stuff. So then if you do the lockdown, what's going to happen? You do the lockdown, but you don't want to supply them with the food parcel. That's why the people... Oh, sorry?
Yes, quiet.
Yeah. That's why the people, they end up breaking the law. And also the police, they mustn't stick on beating the people. Because I saw the other video, I think it's in Mandevelen side. It's very sad. The police, they chase the people, and the people, they want to buy a mealie-meal. And I hear the other lady, she said, no. They chase us because they want to buy the mealie-meal, and they're going to sell us with an expensive price. We're talking about the police, not just a normal person. So that's very painful. Because the police, they have to monitor the situation. They have to monitor the people when they go to shops. They must buy and go back home. But then when I check, they beat the people. Then the people, they want to buy the mealie-meal, but you beat them because you want to rob them. That one is a daily robbery. Because you want to buy the mealie-meal that costs maybe 20 rand, but you're going to sell it for 200, which is wrong. You don't feel shame for your sister or your brother. Because I'm so surprised when I see a police in Zimbabwe beat, like, you know, they beat even a woman. You know, I don't know where that power coming from. You know, because, you know, we're talking about the GBV, but hey, it's very painful. So the lockdown, according to me, Mr. Duve, doesn't help. The important thing is to comply. You see? The lockdown, yes. The lockdown doesn't help. Now the people, they have to go to work. From work, then they must say everyone, like in Sado, when they say 8 o'clock, everyone must be in the house. That's gonna help, you see. But if you lock the country, then what's gonna happen? What about the companies that let's say the people who produce in the mealie-meal? What's gonna happen? Because they have to stop, you see. And first thing, they have to speak to they have to send a big message to the employers, because some of the people, they lose the job because when you got there, the job is finished. They have to tell everyone that, you know what, we're going to do the lockdown, and after the lockdown, you have to accept all your workers back. Mm-hmm. Because if you can check in South Africa now, it's disaster. You see, the banks, you know, we've got the cars we take via banks, they need the money. That's why the president, he was supposed to send a big message to the credit everywhere. That, you know what, we freeze everything. Everything must be freeze. You can't do the lockdown and then you expect the people to pay the credit. Where are they going to get the money? Because they're not going to work. You see?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dennis Juru.
Yeah, so he was here.
Ah, okay. Yes, but why I wanted Mr. Juru is that you are saying that there is no congestion at the border on either side, Zimbabwe and South Africa. But we're still receiving reports that people on the Zimbabwean side are attacking the border. That's what I wanted to talk to him about that. But for Mr. Londi, as truck drivers, are you having any problems crossing the borders?
Normally, for now, since this lockdown, I've never crossed. But before, yes, normally I travel to Botswana too much and Swaziland. Yeah, but well, at the border gate, you have to follow the procedure. It's not easy to cross, yes. You have to follow the procedure. Mm. It's not, you know, during the year. It's not like December. It's not busy like December. And Botswana border gate is not like Bedbridge. The Bedbridge actually is the main. That one is the main for the Africa. Yeah, that's why it's always a disaster there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So now talking about
the South African government is handling the COVID-19 issue during the lockdown. You as a South African, are you satisfied?
No, I'm not. As I said, you know what? They force us to go to hustle because they do the lockdown, but they don't supply the people with the food parcel. You see, that's the big problem. Then they force us to break the law. You see, but if they can do the lockdown and then they supply the food parcel, then it's okay. But when you check the leaders, they're the one who take the food parcel to the house. You see, and then also me, I can't just say no, it's lockdown. I'm not going to hustle for my kids. No, I have to make a plan. As you see, the Zimbabwean people, even if they say to cross border is illegal, but they can't say we just sit and die. We have to make a plan as a man, you know. Because the kids, they don't know that there's a lockdown or there's a legal to cross the border. They want to eat. That's why, what indoor they fell in being. You have to die somewhere. You can't die in the house. Mm. You have to die somewhere far away from your house. You can't die in the house in front of your wife and the children. No. They must shoot you. You have to bite with the animal far away.
Indoor TV is a million.
Yeah. You have to try.
Yeah.
Right, Babu Tuli, ngena kona.
Ndiziva umfowethu uyaliveka nje lizicacela imbuzi sayibona ukuthi ngeyini yikho khonoko sibili. Kodwa ke okumele sikunanzelele ukuthi nxa sesilapha esikhona sibekiwe leyo lockdown akusoze kusincede ukuthi singalandeli ngoba akwenza ukuthi size sifike lapha esikhona. Yebo, kambe ohulumende bengabe behlulekile ukuthi benze lokho akade bekumele bekwenze size sifike lapha. Kodwa nxa isibekiwe ibekelwe thina abantu ngengozi esibonakele ukuthi nxa ingalethwanga leyo lockdown impilo zethu zonke zingaba sengozini, isizwe singaphela. Akumelanga ukuthi abantu babe besithi bona i-lockdown asiyifuni ngoba iyasivalela. Yebo, asiyifuni vele, kodwa isikhona phela, yikho sokukhona kwenzelwa thina. So kumele ukuthi abantu bazame ukuthi besakhonapho balandele leyo mgomo ngoba ukwehluleka kwabohulumende ukuthi bakuvimbe kungafiki lapho, lokwehluleka ukuthi bagcine abantu ngaleso sikhathi kulalowo mbuqazwe akusoze kuqedwe ngokuthi abantu bazondile njalo baswele uhulumende. Izimpilo zabantu zizaba sengozini. So kumele abantu bakunanzelele ukuthi ngasokuyi ukuthi yinto esiyehlisiwe, sizame ngayo ezo zonke indlela ezokuthi sikunanzelele, sivale imilomo yethu, sigeze izandla, sifake ama-sanitizer, siyekele ukuhamba ingihambo esingazidingiyo njalo senze khonokho okuthiwa yi-social distancing, ukuhlala kokunye kathana nokathana nomunye. Kuzasinceda khonokuko mhlawumbe ukuthi siphangise ukubana siphume kulowo mbuqazwe sibuyele ekuphileni impilo ngendlela esiyazayo. Ngibona ukuthi this is my advice ukuthi kaaezotapa situation iyo yini, ngatisarambe tiineshungu zekuti isusu taida kuti tishande kana kuti tinge tiri kunze tichiita mabasa edu semajairo atakaita.
Sikolibambe famba kancane tibe siye kubaba Mhlanga. Baba Mhlanga, siyakumukela kuphela.
Baba Dube, kunjani? Uyangizwa Dube?
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu besekule cross line Baba Mhlanga. So Baba Mhlanga, siyakumukela kuhlela.
Yebo baba, ngiyabonga nami uba sehlelweni lakho Baba Dube njalo.
Ye, so Baba Mhlanga, khonokho kwenzakala eBhayibhile Border Post, ungathini ngakho ngamafutshane? Sizokuthiwa ke abantu sebengani balutshwane kona manje, kodwa ungathini ngombono wakho khonapho?
Kutuwa sebe pituru.
Ye, kutuwa banye sebe, angaza banye, nga hapa kule South African side. Kutuwa sebe vale chwani. Singazi nga hale kuzi Zimbabwe side. Kana loke bekona. So, wana loke kutuwa kunja.
But is South Africa ever served by him is the question.
Ye, kanya kule kutuwa lolo. Ye, wana kutuwa kutuwa kunja.
Yeah, go with you. It's unfortunate to what this is a sinful, this is Tola, this is a menacing generation. And in the Kunga Kuru, which is not about to Umsham because the Lucille, I was in a Mundu Ongati Labang Abami eating in Geneling, eating, oh, I in Jehovah. Okay, China singalinqeda kanje kanje kanje. Dube, I think ama leaders ethu they've actually like betrayed the people. If only a reason can come into their heads, bahlangane as the heads of states, but discuss some of these things bakudube which are affecting abantu bamazwe abo. Ngoba right now the truth of the matter to be ukuthi iZimbabwe ikusituation embi and bekufuze ukuthi aluba igovernment yethu yaseZimbabwe iyakhona ukukhulumisana negovernment yeSouth Africa to assist abantu bayo. We can talk of a South African government, yes. Ngoba probably izinto zenzakala esayithi labo mainly, although a lot of people have been ku no man's land, but the government of Zimbabwe should have had the heart to come to the South African government bakhulumisane nabo babonise ukuthi bangancedana kanjani. But right now it's not the case. And abantu baphakathi kosizi, abantwana abancane abanganacala nomuntu, abantu abangabesifazana, even labonile abasemajele abakaze batreatwe ngendlela enje dube. So kuyadingeka ukuthi izinto ezinje aluba abantu ziyabhekwa ngelihlo elibukhali kwenziwe i-right decision. And there are these organizations bakudube ezizibiza ngokuthi ngama human rights, whatever they are, or human rights watch and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they? What are they saying? What are they doing? Because right now this is a crisis, a real crisis, a serious one. And I don't know why they are not also intervening in such things. Where is the World Health Organization ukuthi nayo izama ukuthi it chip in with the ama medicines ngoba right now abantu bayagula basegayengeni lapha and they are not getting any assistance of some nature. It's a very painful thing babuthu.
Yes, yakuzomjanga sicela ubambe konapho ke ungayikatshana. Jonga, let's turn to another issue here just briefly before we are remaining with 10 minutes. So now the issue of U.S. elections. We saw some people, you know, inventing literally Congress and they actually damaged some property here and there. And it followed after President Donald Trump said, you know, let's try by all means to show people that, you know, the election was actually stolen. This was a time when Congress was actually counting electoral votes. There was some disruption on Wednesday, but later, you know, they ended up sitting and deliberating on that issue. And indications of that, they decided to say, okay, all the votes are very, very much in order. So then they declared Biden the winner of the election and Donald Trump the loser. So at the end of the day, now people are waiting for inauguration. But meanwhile, we have seen Senate. The House of Representatives talking about impeaching Trump. We've had some cabinet ministers are now discussing the issue of actually invoking a certain section of the Constitution to get rid of Trump. So all this happens at a time when democracy is under test in USA. So let's start with most probably Mr. Witness Dube to hear his views about what is happening in USA. So Mr. Dube, a lot is happening in USA. What are people saying about all this? Briefly, Mr. Dube.
Well, what is happening in America is unprecedented, of course, and everyone is watching to see if the American system is going to pass the democracy test. But, you know, the earlier signs are showing that they've got very strong institutions. It doesn't matter who an individual is, who tries to overrun systems, who tries to overrun institutions. Early indications show that American democracy is stronger than any individual. Because whilst we are seeing unprecedented moves at an individual level or perhaps at a group level, what is more amplified and clear is that the American institutions are rising to the occasion to actually correct the situation, to bring the situation under control. So on one hand, you are seeing an expression of what I would think are just a few of the Americans relative to the outcome of this election. But on the other hand, we are seeing the majority responding through their systems, their institutions. They are not responding as individuals, but their institutions are getting into the middle of the things of the outplay of their politics, and they are beginning to carry out corrective measures. So for us as Democrats in the MTC, we think the corrective measures that are happening in America are something to learn from, and something to to applaud.
Sorry, Mr. Dube, your line is getting a little bit bad. So let's hear what Mr. Tsepo is saying about some of these things. So what are South Africans saying about what is going on in USA right now? Just briefly.
I mean, allow for Mr. Dube, I don't have a comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, good Donald Trump, I don't have a comment, Mr. Dube.
So let's bring in Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga to hear what he says about what is going on. So go ahead with the question. Sorry, Mr. Tonga, 1 second. Go ahead. Just hold on, Mr. Mhlanga. Tonga.
You know, South Africa, I mean, America is known for trying to bring to book other nations and countries, accusing them of not respecting human rights. And this happened in a country that is supposed to be the world's number one democratic country. What do you think will happen in the future? Will you see the American government like telling Zimbabwe to behave after all this?
I want to say that America is not the number one democratic country world over. We have a very selfish individuals, other General Trump, who want to achieve abakufunayo, which has got nothing to do with the people, who want to show power, even if they are powerless, who want to exercise wrong things on people. What is happening right now in America is more of an anarchy happening there because of an individual. I don't want to mention his supporters because supporters are usually led by their leaders. So they are just following. They are driven by the mob psychology. But Trump is a very, very selfish individual who is not democratic at all, who wants to show what I can maybe term as tendencies, as in Zagala Kwamanye Amazwe, which he doesn't want, he condemns. They've been the police of this world, and people have allowed them to be the police of the world. So if this was happening, I'll take for instance, let's say in Zimbabwe, there would be a very, very big cry from the American government. There would be a very big cry from Trump himself, calling people everything. But there he is. He knows pretty well he lost. He doesn't want to accept. And if it's going to be another president in a country like America, well, I don't know what this world will be. And probably this so-called, maybe let me not mention this thing of this New World Order. Maybe Trump, who knows, is part of this syndicate of people who now want to turn the world into one village, whereby all of us are going to submit to them.
So, Mr. Mtanga, looking at Konoko and Zagalai. Poor Abantu Sebekhangela njani ilizwe leMelika, 30 seconds.
It's actually an eyesore. It's embarrassing for a country like America to behave like. He's the first president probably in America to behave like an idiot. Okay, I'm sorry to use that language, but he mustn't behave like that. He's the first to start behaving like that. And why is doing this personal gain?
Ulava 71.74 million abam votelayo. So ngabe ngakulalela ukukhuluma khonoko bathi kathi umhlangothini. Yabona kutsho? Yeah, so kubeka mhlanga.
74 million against how many?
Against 74 million
against 10.
84 million, yes.
Meaning they lost, yeah?
Yes.
So why are they fighting? Why don't they want to be to vacate the White House? They were beaten fair and square, of which this is what they've been preaching to other countries to have democratic elections. There they are. They are calling themselves Democrats, democratic country. Who have got elections that are democratic. Why are they now doing this? They lost. They must go home and rest.
But Mr. Mshaka,
yes, sir.
They are alleging rigging of elections. They are alleging that they won the election. So the rigging, we don't know the mechanism. Maybe the 84 figures, the 84 million figure, they claim
on
it
that
to
note,
be there.
Anyway, on that note.
When other countries have complained of rigging. Okay, I just want to say one thing, Kiss. When other countries, opposition parties have complained of rigging, I don't want to mention countries. What have they done themselves? So if they've not done nothing about those who have been complaining before about the rigging, then they must also know that they mustn't do anything about
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Mbuso Mtanga. He's based in South Africa. We also wish to thank some of our guests too. That is Mr. Chepo Londi, who is a South African. Mr. Don Schenk, who is the son of the late Bishop Jacob Schenk of Brethren in Christ Church. We also wish to thank Mr. Witness Dube, who is the MGCT spokesperson. Sorry to Mr. Skubuzo Moyo, who was trying to log in, but he couldn't come through. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.